every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle.
Jingle
Recovery
jingle.
One does not speak for AOACAJAPALASLAACRRMMPAHA.
CIA.
The CIA, the FBI, the NSA.
The MTA. The TSA.
TSA.
We don't speak for anything that ends with an A.
I wanted to speak for the TSA.
Do you?
Want to speak for the TSA?
I'm going to shut them down.
Oh. Why?
I'll bet there's a story about them today.
Yeah, there's a story about them.
Don't
it's
shut
funny.
Down the TSA.
Yeah, what, you want to let just terrorists just climb on the planes just right. Full hog wild ready to go? Hey, you with the dynamite. Go on in. It's okay.
See, I'm in favor of body cavity searches before people get on a flight that I'm on.
Yeah, I know you are, but you know what?
If yeah, but he likes to have his body cavity yeah. searched.
If we had Chuck Norris do security, he would know exactly where the terrorists were.
Oh, he'd roundhouse kick everybody.
No, he would know yeah, exactly where the terrorists were, and he'd let all the innocent people go.
That's right. He would.
Better yet, we'll hire the A team to do it.
Yeah, you know? Do you know that?
That would be perfect because they don't do jack squat.
Yeah.
Do
you know that? And shoot at all the terrorists without
yeah,
hitting a single one.
Do you know that Chuck Norris has to masturbate with two hands?
One to hold
your
the magazine.
Your girlfriends and your moms.
That's really bad.
Hey, that
okay,
was, that
I
was,
opened it up because I mentioned Chuck Norris.
Yeah,
yeah. This
and,
is unusual.
You did a lame, and they're not Chuck Norris jokes. They're Chuck Norris facts.
They're Chuck Norris they're idiocy.
Lame. Yes, they're lame jokes.
And they're lame.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for Chuck Norris.
Okay, oh, we have to do... Now, normally I don't do this. You guys have been listening to the show for a while.
You
would
never
recognize,
strip during the show.
You would recognize the pattern that one show I'll do shout-outs to people, and then the next show there are no shout-outs. And the reason for that is because we record two shows at one time. And I collect all the boozy news at one time, and I just do all the shout-outs at once. So I'm getting background music. That's what it is. So at any rate, I've gotten a protest, actually, with a bullhorn. There was a protest in our garage today, so we had to.
Did they protest
they
with
protested,
the bullhorn?
Yes, they protested with the bullhorn that I have to do shout-outs on every single show.
In the studio?
Yes, in the studio. Sorry. So we have shout outs to Marie, Sarah, Robert, Fran.
No shout outs to Robert.
And Connor.
Marie rocks. I worked with Marie for a long time. Very, very, very cool woman.
Okay, now where was I?
If I were younger and she was older, I would have done her.
In Longmont, Colorado. A Colorado Air passenger is denying police charges that she groped a security screener at the Phoenix airport.
Awesome. See? TSA, baby.
Now,
I brought one of Rose.
There for your groping pleasure.
Now, what Yukari Miyami, 61 years old, says is that she did not grope the woman, that she had had a long day, and that she was tired. She flies a lot for business.
Uh-huh.
And she says every single time she flies, there's a problem. And she got sick and tired of dealing with security, but that she didn't grope the woman. However, the TSA agent says...
Had her hands down her pants.
Rested her hand on her chest.
That she grabbed her left breast through her clothing, squeezing and twisting it with both hands.
What, with both hands?
Yes.
Who groped?
Yeah, that's
who
not
groped?
An accident.
The passenger groped the TSA agent.
With both hands.
Both
yes.
hands on one boob. You know, if you brushed it by...
I don't even have it out for that. You're guilty. And yeah. I find an excuse for everything.
Yeah. Both hands on one boob.
Yeah. Apparently, Yukari Miyami was tired of being groped.
How long has she been gay?
She's not. I mean, doesn't say she is.
She's grabbing the... It's not like she grabs the guy TSA thing by the crotch.
Well,
she grabs the woman by the boob.
Because
it's a girl-on-girl thing.
Yeah, you get searched by an agent that's of the same sex.
Unless you request differently.
Okay, so she's bi.
I'm impressed that the TSA agent had boobs that you could get two hands around.
Oh, jeez.
I think that's
so
awesome. I want photographic evidence, please.
There probably is.
In a scanner.
I'm sure there is. You know
in
what?
A scanner.
For sure there's photographic evidence because, you know what?
Yeah, they've
I'm
got
sure
cameras.
There's running video on that.
Yeah, those areas at all times.
Oh, I'm watching for that to come out. Although she's 61, so I don't think that's going to be that hot.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
the
what was her name?
And Margaret, 61.
Yukari Miyami. She's Japanese.
Yukari Miyami?
Yukari.
Well, you know what? She's 61. Miyami. She's Japanese. She probably looks like she's 40.
Right.
That's true.
It's the melatonin.
Okay.
In the melanoma, yeah. Not
in
so much.
Fullerton.
Not too far from here.
A medical marijuana dispensary located around the corner from the elementary school was closed down on Friday afternoon.
You have an address?
No, wait a minute. You're not trapping me into that.
They're having a fire sale.
Yeah. You're not trapping me into that. Besides, they're closed anyway.
Yeah, the front door is.
Yeah. They still need to offload that product.
That's right.
Narcotics investigators forced the closure of the Green Parrot dispensary.
Okay, whoa.
What?
What kind of officers?
Narcotics officers.
We just had a talk last night at coffee about what was narcotics. So now the narcotics officers are closing down the weed store?
They're the drug guys. Narco's the drug guys.
Narcotics is opiates. Doesn't even include the meth we found out.
You know what? I don't think they differentiate.
Apparently not.
No.
The owner of the dispensary, 21-year-old Derek Gonzalez.
21-year-old owner of the dispensary.
Was cited for operating without
20 grand a day.
Was cited for operating without a permit, no business license, and operating within 600 feet of a school.
He didn't have a permit?
Nope.
Well, okay, that's illegal.
So he closed the dispensary.
That just makes you a dope dealer.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
That's the difference between a dope dealer and a dispensary.
Yeah.
A permit. If you paid the city $640, you're now legal.
And you know what? I'll bet it's not nearly that much. Because a business license for like this city is like $140.
You know what the wave of the future is?
Selling business
marijuana
licenses?
Dispensaries being used like taco trucks. You just drive them around and park them on any corner for 4 hours.
Cheech and Chong did a movie like that. Nice Dreams.
Yep.
Where they had the ice cream truck made completely out of weed.
Sarah walked out.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Yep.
Cheech and Chong made completely out of weed.
Yep.
And they found out that the exhaust pipe that was made completely out of weed started smoking.
Yep.
Cop comes up to pull him over because the car's smoking. He's smelling
up more ice cream.
Goes up to the front. He's like, "So what are you guys doing?" They're like, "Nothing, man.
Selling ice cream. You want some?"
Hey. He goes. Can I have a bite of your donut? Or of your hot dog? Can I have a bite of your hot dog? Yeah, man, take the whole thing.
Okay.
Please tell me you have a new story.
In San Diego, more than 100 packages of marijuana were discovered inside a Mexican shipment of peppers.
I'm on a Mexican radio.
Officers became questioned a refrigerated trailer carrying serrano chili peppers after they noticed the driver acting nervously, then noticed an anomaly on the weight of the truck after they weigh, you know, because the trucks have to go through the weighing station.
Right.
Now, how stupid is that? You know you're going to have to weigh your truck at the weigh station, and you're going to try and smuggle in marijuana. Wouldn't you make sure that your original loading weight was the same once you put the marijuana on it?
Yeah, like, wouldn't you put, like, another floor of, I don't know, like, you know, something. Extra 2x4s along the bottom of the floor that you slid stuff in on, and then
throw out $2,800 worth of serrano chilies or 2,800 pounds.
It was 100 packages, weighing 1,420 pounds.
Well, those are big packages.
Yeah.
Take one of those packages out, and you could put a bunch of weed in there.
Yeah. Throw out the serrano chilies.
No, the marijuana weighed 1,420 pounds.
That's what I'm saying. So take a couple bales of the serrano chilies out and replace them with the... We don't want to tell people how to do this correctly.
I just thought it was kind of.
Why don't they just do it like those other guys and like catapult it across the border?
Any more goat stories?
Yeah. No, no more ghost stories.
Ghost?
Goat. No more goats.
Goat stories.
Wow, you superimpose one letter.
In the Los Padres National Forest, nearly 70,000 marijuana plants were seized Thursday in what authorities are calling the largest drug seizure in the area's history.
Where's that?
Los Padres National Forest. The marijuana was subsequently destroyed, and then the officers went out for cheap cheese puffs.
Yes.
Yeah. When I was young,
the marijuana destruction and barbecue.
There was, yes. You know what? There was a place. There was a place up in Yreka, California, where in this like sort of box canyon, they would torch all the weed they found. So they'd put these huge bales of weed in there and they'd set it on fire, and you could tell. You just stick your finger up and see which way the wind is blowing when they're getting ready, and you would go up there and there would be hundreds of people on the hillside.
Going for the contact high?
You don't even know. I mean, when they started burning...
Oh, it's a cloud of smoke.
It was like being next to a campfire that you just put out where there is just columns of smoke going. And I'm telling you, you're up there for 2.5 minutes and you're ready to go because you're like, you're losing touch with reality. Yeah, it was awesome.
And you didn't take like 12 boxes of Twinkies up there to sell them for $1.50 each?
No. I had no idea there was going to be any people up there.
You thought you were the only one who thought of that?
Well,
I was just thinking.
I didn't think of that, to be honest with you. I heard, hey, you want to check that out? It's pretty cool. And I said, oh, hey, yeah, I'll go check it out. I thought it would be cool just to see that much weed getting burned. I wasn't expecting the fringe benefit. Breathe deep, boys. Yeah, it was something. What do you got there, Shell?
Oh, nothing. I was just looking ahead at other stories. In Los Angeles, California, a man is dead after an altercation inside an adult entertainment club Friday night. At the VIP Showgirls Club on Victory Boulevard.
I know where that is.
Yep.
I mean, where's that?
I've seen it driving by on my way to church.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Sure. Apparently, two men entered the club. Or no, a man and a woman entered the club and shot a guy. I mean, shot him three times. Thomas Valdez, 30-year-old Thomas Valdez.
It was a coffee dispute.
Yeah, because at those clubs, they don't have any booze, right?
I don't know.
Were
they naked or topless?
Juan Valdez came in and shot his brother.
It doesn't say whether they're naked or topless.
If they're naked, there's no booze.
Yeah. If they're topless, there's booze.
But there's usually a bar in the building right behind it.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually the parking lot. There's a bar at one end of the parking lot and a strip club at the other.
Yeah.
I've heard.
You've heard? Yeah. You wouldn't know from personal experience. Sure.
I don't drink, so.
Yeah. Doesn't matter to us.
I have an addiction to alcohol.
Okay. Let's see what we have next. Okay. Here's a weird one.
As if some of these other ones haven't been.
Animals in this one?
No farm animals, but, well, I don't know. It depends on what movie we're talking about. In Los Angeles, a petition filed by AIDS activists mandating condom use during the filming of pornography was dismissed. Second District Court of Appeals upheld a ruling Friday dismissing a petition filed by AIDS Healthcare Foundation in 2009, affirming that porn industry performers working in Los Angeles County do not need to wear condoms to protect against STDs.
But it's just a good idea.
There's a lot of porn stars that wear condoms now. Lots and lots. Not that I would know.
No. Well, apparently somebody that was, it doesn't say what the name is, but recently an adult film performer was tested positive for HIV.
I find that hard to believe.
What?
I mean, why would someone like in a profession where they have sex for a living be more at risk than, say, my local pastor? I'm just saying.
Know.
I find it hard to believe someone tested positive for AIDS.
I just find it interesting that the porn industry fights so hard against the whole use of condoms thing.
Money shot.
Strip the condom.
Yeah, just take off the condom.
Yeah, but I think part of that is it's still fluid contact.
Hmm. Well, whatever. in England.
Across the pond.
Emma Venice, 26 years old, is pregnant. She's 7 months pregnant, and she has a constant craving for furniture polish. She's got a disease called pica, and she actually eats the furniture polish.
That's not good for the baby.
That's good for the baby.
I can't think it's good for the baby either, but how bizarre is that? That why would you want to eat furniture polish?
Well, what is it in the polish that's... You'd think that they'd figure out what the substance is and, like, be able to get it through eating something else like pickles and green beans or something.
She was told just to eat chocolate bars instead of succumbing to her craving for furniture polish, but she says that that doesn't work, that there's nothing else that can take the place of furniture polish. She's powerless over furniture polish.
Because she is Old English.
F-P-A. Furniture Polish Anonymous.
I guess she'll need that. Because she can't
stop. Take the pledge.
Nice.
I like the Old English word better.
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay.
Take the pledge.
Okay, in Mason, Ohio, a former Mason teacher has changed her plea in a she had sex with a student.
She's changed her plea
from not guilty to not guilty by reason of insanity. She claims that she was insane and incapable of preventing the boys from taking advantage of her.
That's what I would claim. From Ohio.
I lived in Ohio for a while. Ohio is the state that has the
then I'll
most,
shut up.
The most presidents were born there, and the most serial killers were born there. So
and
you,
the river
you figure that out.
Was so polluted it caught on fire.
The water
was up by Cleveland,
burning.
Right?
Yep, the Cuyahoga National or the Cuyahoga River.
I liked Ohio. I went there. I thought it was great. They get the best freaking ice cream in the world there.
Yes, they do.
Agglomisi's and Graters. Awesome.
Good stuff. Oh, okay. I have
for
to go
stoners,
to the end.
You can have that stuff sent to you on dry ice. They'll ship you ice cream from Ohio. It's awesome.
Okay, I have to go to the end because we're almost we're out of time. Actually,
no heroes of the week.
If you go to the end, we'll know how it turns out.
No heroes of the week, but I got to go to the end story because I liked it. In Manatee County,
Florida, Manatee County,
Florida.
They just call it Mermaid County.
Now let's see. Their failure to be explicit in the state representatives' failure to be explicit in session. has crippled a law aimed at protecting people from being exposed to HIV. In 1997, Florida legislators made it a felony for an HIV-infected person to have sexual intercourse without informing the partner of their infected status. And then they defined sexual intercourse in the law as being a man putting his penis into a woman's vagina. I mean, they were that literal.
Okay.
So then a recent case came up where a
woman...
Yes, if you're gay, the law doesn't apply to you. They can't prosecute anybody.
Okay, they're stupid. It's Florida.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, when it inform them before or after. Did they put that in there?
Yeah, before.
Send them an email the next morning.
Hey, by the way...
By the way, this is my legal obligation to inform you.
Oh, not wait, that. You're gay. I didn't have to tell you at all. Yeah. You bastard. They've killed Kenny.
Oh, yeah, okay. Bye.
Wow.
I've lost my words.
That's the end.
Of the boozy news, right.
Med 7?
Shelley went.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
Welcome back.
Your dreams are your ticket out.
Welcome back. The same old place that you laughed about. Come on, Shelly, come on, join in. You know you want to.
The big finish, Shelly.
Be a big finish.
Not if you set my hair on fire.
I don't know. Let's see.
That would be a
We've
big finish.
We've got two cigar torches right here. Click, click.
That's all right. My hair is still wet from washing it, so it wouldn't burn.
Well, I think
I'll
it,
bet
would.
It would.
I'll bet it would.
Well, here's an experiment looking for a place
to
happen.
You'd be surprised how quickly hair dries out when applied with a cigar torch. If you can light a wet cigar with it, you could probably light your hair.
Mm-hmm.
So, Shelly, what's our topic? Let's see. Now, this is the second show in a row I've thrown this out to her. Let's see.
I've forgotten. Oh, half-truths. Okay, thanks. Thanks for the peanut gallery.
Half-truths?
The piece you leave out.
Like as in deciding what we should share or...
Yeah.
How do we want to cover it?
The part you leave out.
Is it okay to leave stuff out?
Is it rigorously honest?
What do you think about that, Shelly?
I leave stuff out all the time.
Well, like what? Like, is that just so you don't, like, vomit on a meeting?
Yeah, I try to be sensible of the fact that there are possibly newcomers in there, that if I actually said something, if I was actually honest, they might leave. Which is not the right way to do it. I know that. You know what? I should.
Yes,
just,
it is.
Well, I should just be willing to be honest and share everything that's, you know.
Might help someone.
But I don't. I edit what I say to try to put a positive spin on
the program.
The program.
Share. So promoting, like the last show.
The default share.
The default share, exactly.
And you told us last time we did that show you didn't have a default share.
No, I do have a default share. I thought about it.
Yeah, apparently now she does.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, what do you think, Mark? What do you think about leaving stuff out, or you might call it targeting share, or even when you're speaking with just individuals, it could be targeting share.
My sponsor is the only one who usually gets page two of the story. Everybody else gets page one. They get the headline.
The sound bite.
Because if you open up and share every single thing, deep down, gut-wrenching events of your life, you're stupid.
I could see that. I actually changed my pitch, or part of my pitch, for speaking. Because I used to talk about an overdose I had, and you guys have heard me talk about the overdose where I was afraid I was going to hit my head off the toilet and die. I used to go into significantly more detail about it because I thought it really made people identify. And
were you like a scene out of Pulp Fiction?
Oh, it really made people identify. This guy comes up to me after a meeting, and he walks up like this. He goes, "Bro, you cannot share about that story like that."
Yeah,
and I'm like, "Oh, really? Why not?" And he's like, "Dude, I'm jonesing right now." He goes, "I know the story was that it was a bad thing and you ended up on the floor." He goes,
mm-hmm.
"Your description was so clear that I almost felt like I wanted to get loaded." And I was like, "Oh, wow." And he goes, "Maybe you could cut out some of the details."
That's not your fault.
Might make that better. And I changed it. I think it's still got the same impact, but it's probably not going to send anybody out anymore.
I think it's a common affliction of sponsees. When they're relatively new in the program, they tend to leave a piece out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I have that going with one of my guys.
I have one going with every one of my guys.
Yeah, but this guy goes to whole new levels of leaving stuff out. You know. No, it's not him. It's not him. No, I got a guy that leaves major... I'm apoplectic with this guy. And it's not just me. It's not just me.
Yeah, well,
it's his parents. It's either his current or his ex-girlfriend, however you want to look at it. I mean, it's like everything.
How many times have you chosen to re-sponsor this guy?
Once. I mean, I only unsponsored him once. And I told him it's because he wasn't doing what I told him to. Now he's not being... I told him, I said, dude, you need to be honest. Like, and you know what? It's like one of those things. This is what gets me about alcoholics. And maybe specifically newcomers or newer people. But I don't care. I don't care what it is you're talking about. I really don't. But I want you to be honest about whatever it is you're talking about. I mean, I'm his sponsor. He could tell me he effed a chicken. I don't care. You know, I'm not there to judge him on that he effed a chicken. This particular guy did not eff a chicken.
Did he tie the legs together first so he didn't get scratched?
Huh?
Did he tie the legs together first so he didn't get scratched?
I think he put socks on him.
Okay.
But
I never,
know,
I never tried,
like,
that.
The guy's like not wanting to tell me things, and I'm like, dude, I'm not here to be your moral judge and jury. I just want to know what's going on so I know what's happening with you, because when you're not telling me and you're not telling your parents and you're not telling this and you're not telling that, it goes back to the whole we're as sick as our secrets. I go, dude, if you could tell it to anybody, you should be able to tell it to me. That's kind of the whole sponsor-sponsee relationship.
Yeah, because that way just you, me, and Shelly would know about it.
I'm the guy... I'm the guy that you need to tell the deep, dark stuff to. I'm the guy that you don't... I don't care what you tell other people, really. I don't even really care what he tells his parents that much. But, you know, it talks about it in program all the time. You have to find that one closed-mouth individual that you can be completely honest with and tell him everything. Yeah. And
I mean, I've got guys that I sponsor, and they'll tell me something. We'll sit down, and they'll want to talk something out. And the next day, all of a sudden, there's another part they didn't tell me the first day.
Same.
And I just recently had a conversation with somebody that I sponsored and said, you know what? You need to stop doing that.
At least with you.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're done sharing with me, turn the page and see what's there, still there.
Shelly, have you ever had a thing like this happen where a sponsee tells you something? I'm saying this because this happened with one of my sponsees, but I want to see if it's happened to you. Sponsee tells me something, says, don't tell anyone. And then if there's four or five other people standing around, turns around and tells them all. And then I'm like...
Well, he wanted to tell the story first.
Well, you know what? It was a story that kind of, from a guy's perspective, might make him look a little more studly. So he went from, I don't want to tell, you know, make sure you don't tell anyone that. It's between you and I, right? Right? Four other guys show up, he immediately tells the story to all four guys.
That's the locker room thing.
Because I don't know if women do that as much as guys. I don't know.
It's the locker room thing.
Women talk, but not like I haven't experienced that myself. I've been the one who left stuff out when talking to my sponsor.
Ooh. Your sponsor sucks anyway.
No, she doesn't. Stop that.
That's not what her boyfriend says. Her husband.
Oh.
Okay, that was just bad. That was just completely uncalled for.
As opposed to most of the stuff we say on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. If we did have to distill the show down to all of the
shout out
called
to
for
Becky.
Things, the show would be about 2 minutes long.
I know.
Shout out to Becky.
No,
she knows I love her. I've known her for a long time.
I've been the one who left stuff. Well, actually, the sponsor that I left stuff out on was not the one I have now. It was my first sponsor.
The one you didn't take good gifts to?
I didn't take gifts to.
The one that was geographically undesirable?
Yeah. I left stuff out
so
with her.
So you left stuff out?
Yeah.
Now, did you, I mean, was it an unconscious thing, or did you do it on purpose?
No, I did it on purpose.
And why? Because I always wonder the why.
Because there were things that I didn't ever want anybody else to know.
Yeah, that's the whole inventory thing.
I know, yeah. I mean, unclear on the concept a little.
Let me ask you this. Did you get loaded again after that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just checking to make sure.
And then when I had my next sponsor, I told her everything.
You gotten loaded since then?
No.
See, there you go. It's pearls of wisdom.
Well, it works. I mean, I'm an example.
Sweet. So, Mark.
Yes.
What would your final words on the, whatever you want to put it, selective sharing, leaving stuff out,
Selective sharing in meetings, I don't have an issue with. Selective sharing with your sponsor, you're setting yourself up to get loaded.
Yeah, I agree. Shelley, what would your final words on it be?
Well, if you're not going to be honest with your sponsor, you know what? It's no skin off your sponsor's nose. The only
That's
one you're
true.
Shortchanging right. is yourself.
Because Bruce said it best, your sponsor really, truly
doesn't care.
You would not believe the immensity of the crap. I do not care.
Out of all the things I don't care about, that's another one on the list.
I have heard a number of inventories in my day. And I have heard a lot of inventories where I'm like hearing it from the guy and I'm like, wow, I don't really want to hang out with this guy anymore. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm like, you know, where someone will say something, I'm like, wow. Like compared to my story, I'm like, wow. That's. I mean, I've sponsored guys that killed a number of people, and I'm just like, ooh, wow, really? Ooh, well, of course I did that, yeah. You know, and the thing is, the whole thing with being someone's sponsor is being that person that will be the non-judgmental person that will listen to that without, you know, copping it to other people. And if you don't feel you have that relationship with your sponsor that you could go to them and tell them anything and you're not sure if they're going to be closed mouth, then don't have them sponsor you. That would be my thing. In meetings, don't vomit on the meeting. You know, you can share in a general way and then go drop that crap on your sponsor. So, Freshmaker. She doesn't like that.
No, but she does the Mentos breath when you say
yes,
it.
Yes, she does.
The clean sigh.
Voice of Reason.
What?
Who are our friends online?
That would be intherooms.com.
.com.
You can go and put up a profile, meet people in the A of your choice, go to online chats and meetings, go to Friends of Recovery 101, and listen to the show on our embedded player while you surf the site, and it's all free.
Sweet. That's a bargain at thrice the price. Mark, do we have any email addresses?
We do. You can contact us via email at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. And if you'd like to advertise or do sales for us, you can contact us at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
Sweet. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
No crap. Oh, and speaking of not taking yourself so seriously,
yeah,
we've got Bruce.
The other white meat.
Back in the city of Bromance, Brotherly Love, Philadelphia.
Right down the street from Beaverton.
He does the 12stepgazette.com. .com. If you can't spell gazette, you can go on recovery101.net, which you should be able to do.
Or take some mushrooms. You'll be able to spell it perfectly.
Yeah, you'll be able to spell it perfectly. And go and just click on the banner that says 12 Step Gazette. You can also go visit any of our other sponsors from there. It's a nice way to go do it so they see people are actually doing it. And if you'd like, they will send you copies of it to an Alano club or an NA club or a CA club or whatever kind of club you got, or a recovery hospital. They'll send you some for free. You can lay out on the tables for your people to read. There's recovery tales and stories and jokes and all kinds of stuff. It's actually pretty freaking cool.
Isn't it time for Bruce to send us another check?
Dude, the last $26 million endorsement check still hasn't come.
Well, it don't need to get here. He just needs to send another one.
Well, it'd be helpful if he sent it to start with.
Oh, sure he did.
Should break it down into like $1,000 pieces, though, because I don't think the bank's just going to clear a $26 million check like
that. Takes
a
while.
Yeah. I think that he should just maybe $100 a week would work.
For lots of years.
7,000 weeks. Sweet. Yeah, that'd be okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
What?
What?
If you want a franchise for the 12-Step Gazette, send them an email, and they'll help you get hooked up with
they'll
that.
Hook you can you up.
Make some money in your recovery by doing a recovery thing. Shelley, who's the lead-out music by?
8 Days Clean.
Which one?
I don't know.
They have a new album out.
Oh, really?
Want Maybe me to try and get
one of those.
See if you can bug them.
Well, I can probably get one. All right. We'll see what we can come up with. Everyone, right. Try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.
Sweet. I got to see you die makeup on the floor. That's what I've been waiting for. Start to fade.